The next point of interest is number 79 High Street, a light-coloured building set back a little from the pavement. It is reached by walking some 70 metres towards the marketplace. This property, the next point of interest, was originally built as a hall called the New Hall, but was later converted into a cinema called the Electric Cinema Olney. The following is an edited extract from a letter written in the early 1990s by the late Percy Wright of Olney. Percy seems to summarise perfectly what the locals remember of the happenings in this building. Mr. Lewis Thompson was an Olney grocer trading at 9 High Street in the early 20th century. He had a hall built to be used for concerts, meetings and dancing, and having a stage, the hall became very popular. Often, at election meetings, it could get a little rowdy, with opposing supporters almost coming to blows. The building was called the New Hall, and it was used by the townspeople for many years. The two images are of typical functions that were held in the hall. Unfortunately, the dates of the photographs of the Senior Citizens' Dinner and the Soman's Company Dinner are unknown. Some years later, in 1919, the hall was bought by Mr. Clifford, who converted the front of the building to form a cinema. The front of the building stood a few metres back from the pavement, with two steps leading up to the two front doors. Inside was a vestibule, with a ticket office on the right-hand side. The projection room was built over the front porch, with an outside staircase leading up to it. The first proprietor was Mr. Clifford. His wife was known as Madam Clifford. The next image shows the front of the cinema. The film being shown at the time was the 1927 King of Kings, a silent film directed by Cecil B. DeMille, an iconic film of its day. The seats installed near the screen were more like forms. Behind them came the wooden single tip-up seats, and then a few rows with padded seats. The seats at the rear, just inside the left-hand side of the hall, were plush and padded with armrests, and the floor for these had been made a little higher so that the people could look over the heads of those in front. In the early days, since there was no sound to accompany the film, when a performance was ready to begin, Madame Clifford walked much like a duchess down to the piano. When she was sitting comfortably on the piano stool, the cinema was plunged into darkness, and the projectionist, Mr. Chapman, started the performance by turning a handle to feed the film through the projector. As the story unfolded, Madame Clifford would play very softly and slowly for a sad scene, and then fast and loud for galloping horses or cowboys and Indians fighting. The next image is a well-published postcard of young customers taken outside the cinema around 1920. In the cinema's later years, when silent films were long gone, Mr. Webster became the proprietor and Alistair Bull the projectionist. The cinema closed in the early 1950s. Continue to numbers 67 and 69 High Street, Orchard House, the next point of interest, by walking a further 100 metres towards the marketplace.